at this moment sounded like the normal everyday wailing of women and children over their slaughtered menfolk, and Khan paid it no mind. A light bobbed on the horizon. Tuesday. Look, I'm free in the morning. No, hold on a moment. I'd sort of made a date for meeting this awfully interesting chap who knows absolutely everything about understanding things, which is something I'm awfully bad at. Now that's a pity, because that was my only free day next week. Now, next Tuesday we could usefully think about, or is that the day I... The keening sound continued. In fact, it grew, but it was so lightly borne upon the evening breeze that it still did not intrude itself on Khan's senses. The approaching light was so pale as to be indistinguishable from that of the moon, which was bright that night. "So that's more or less the whole of March out," said Khan, "I'm afraid."
"April?"
asked Ogdai, wearily. He idly whipped out a passing peasant's liver, but the joy had gone out of it. He flipped the thing listlessly off into the dark. A dog, which had grown very fat over the years by the simple expedient of staying close to Ogdai at all times, leapt on it. These were not pleasant times. "Well, no. April's out," said Khan. "I'm going to Africa in April, and that's one thing I had promised myself." The light approaching them through the night sky had now at last attracted the attention of one or two other leading Mongols in the vicinity, who, wonderingly, stopped hitting each other and stabbing things, and drew near. "Look," said Ogdai, himself still unaware of what things were coming to pass, "can we please agree that we will conquer the world in May, then?" The mighty Khan sucked doubtfully on his teeth. "Well, I don't like to commit myself that far in advance. One feels so tied down if one's life is completely mapped out beforehand. I should be doing more reading, for heaven's sake. When am I going to find the time for that? Anyway," he sighed and scratched at his scroll, "May, possible conquest of the world. Now, I've only penciled that in, so don't regard it as absolutely definite, but keep on at me about it, and we'll see how it goes."
"Hello?
What's that?" Slowly, with the grace of a beautiful woman stepping into a bath, a long, slim, silver craft lowered itself gently to the ground. Soft light streamed from it. From its opening doorway stepped a tall, elegant creature with a curiously fine grey-green complexion. It walked slowly towards them. In its path lay the dark figure of a peasant who had been crying quietly to himself since he had watched his liver being eaten by Ogdai's dog, and had known that no way was he going to get it back, and wondering how on earth his poor wife was going to cope now. He chose this moment finally to pass on to better things. The tall